This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 184, the brainstorming strategy you must have for general writing task one. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, you're going to find out how to use our crazy outside-of-the-box strategy to increase your score on the General Training Writing Task 1 letter.
Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you today on this lovely day?
Yeah, things are good. I'm looking forward to Christmas coming up in a couple of days here. And I'm just feeling generally happy because I get to podcast. And podcasting is like the funnest thing ever.
Super fun. And it's also one of the coolest, like, this is one of the coolest ways to answer the question. So what do you do?
Like, I know.
I'm a podcaster. I have a You're podcast. You're a podcaster.
Or you could say I'm an online radio star.
Oh, or like an online radio personality.
Personality, Ooh. Edutainer. There are all kinds of ways you could answer what you do. It's fun. It's fun to be creative and say a different thing every time and see what kinds of reactions you get. That's really
right?
fun.
Just like as a social experiment. But yeah. I think I kind of do answer differently every time because I do so many things. Like there are so yeah. many jobs that I do have, right? And you too. And right. so, like, yep. if somebody mm-hmm. asks you kind of like, what does this person want to hear? Or, like, what would be interesting yeah. to talk about with this person? Like,
I know.
Maybe they don't know what a podcast is, so I'm going to say textbook author. Or, like, yeah. you know.
I love that. It's really fun to do that. It's good to be able to do that. I mean, any job we could do that, right? We could, because we yeah. all wear multiple hats, True. Right? I mean, especially in what we're doing, but all of our listeners too, I'm sure you all wear multiple hats. You do different things every day. So we can right? highlight things depending on what's going to spark a good conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about evaluating your audience.
You got it. I like it. I like it.
So today we're doing something that we've never done before. We said that we were going to do this a couple episodes ago, I think. We started talking about the general training letter, and that's not something that we've talked about a whole lot on this podcast because yeah. so many of the questions are about the academic writing modules. And I yeah. mean, all of the advice we give on our podcast is both for general and academic. The only difference between these two exams is, okay, two differences. The only two differences are that the general training reading test is a little bit easier. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but all the strategies are the same for finding the answer. So that's the yep. same. And the biggest difference is the writing task one is completely different. Okay. So that's the only thing that you really need your own special advice for. So today we thought that we'd look at an example general training question from the British Council website and give you some ideas. Just talk through it. Just do a verbal brainstorm.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it. And just to remind our listeners, guys, in our course, 3 Keys IELTS, we do have options for the general training course and yes. for the academic prep course. So guys, come to our website, get into the trial. The trial is going to be the same for both courses because mm-hmm. you get the listening module in the trial, right, Jessica?
And the listening is exactly the same for both, right? Yeah.
Right. Right. So, but guys, we can help you no matter which test you're trying to take. So
yeah,
just so we know that.
Yeah. Whole module just about these letters. So
yeah,
don't worry. We got you.
Yeah. Got you covered. Okay. We got you covered.
What I'm looking at, what we're looking at today is a letter question that would be answered informally because it asks you to write to a friend. We recently talked about, you know, the difference between the informal and formal vocabulary that you should use in your letter. So look at that podcast from a couple days ago. So let me just read this question. It says, a friend okay. has agreed to look after your house and pet while you are on holiday. Write a letter to your friend in your letter. And then below that are 3 bullet points. 1, give contact details for when you are away. 2, give instructions about how to care for your pet. And 3, describe other household duties. Okay. So again, guys, let me repeat this advice. In order to get the highest score possible, you need to address all three bullet points in a balanced way. So do one paragraph about each bullet point. Okay. Let's talk about this first one. What sort of specific information can we talk about? Give contact details for when you are away.
Yeah, I like this idea. So we're brainstorming what we might put in the essay, right? We're just kind of scribbling down our ideas here, right? Yeah. That's what our listeners would be doing. So, well, of course, we might want to throw out our cell phone number, right? So cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. Cell phone number. But what if we're going to, what if our holiday is in another country? Maybe, if you're unlucky enough to have these stupid American cell phones that don't take SIM cards, like that's not going to work, right? Maybe we need to talk about our hotel. Maybe give an address and phone number for our hotel. Maybe you could be creative because this is, right, this is your chance to shine, guys. Think outside the box. This will get you higher score. So if I'm thinking outside the box, I'm going to talk about how I'm going on a, unfortunately, I will be in a silent retreat for 5 days and will not be reachable by phone, but in an emergency, you can write an email to this monk and he will write me a note to deliver to my outdoor bunk bed. I don't know.
I love that. Right. Oh, yeah. I like that idea. You know what I think would be really useful is we can take one overarching idea in terms of thinking outside of the box. So if we go with that theme, the outside of the box idea is that you're at this silent retreat. So every answer, each of the bullet points talks about the fact that you're at this retreat, right? So it's all very cohesive.
Well, that wouldn't quite work because with these other 2 points that you could, there's no way to talk about the retreat.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
I'm glad you brought that up though, because this is a really important piece of advice for writing task one, is that it's only 150 words, guys. So you do not have room to repeat yourself. And this is both academic and general, guys. There's no space to repeat yourself. So, I'm glad you brought that up though, because that's an idea a student might think of on their own and be like, oh, well, this would make sense. But unfortunately for IELTS, can't do that.
Good point. The scary truth about the IELTS exam is that there are a lot of teachers and courses out there that don't get you to your target score because they don't give you strategies that work. But we have strategies that work. We have the insider method, guys, and more than 500 students have used this method to get their 7 or higher. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get started with our method today with our free 3-part video series. See you at allearsenglish.com/insider. Okay. So I like the idea of the retreat. So the silent retreat, the monk, the contact details. What about number 2? What could we say to give instructions for how to take care of our pet? What would be something outside of the box?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, first of all, have an unorthodox pet, right? Of course, everybody's going to go to cat and dog, right? But that's boring.
Right.
What about our students stand out? a monitor lizard.
A snake.
Yeah. Just some silly reptile
with diabetes.
I'm going to go with monkey.
And maybe the monkey has some kind of disease, right? Like diabetes or something weird.
And yes, our monkey has asthma.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we have an asthmatic monkey for a pet. God. Just guys. Oh my God. If I were your examiner and I'm reading your letter and the second paragraph begins with, thank you for agreeing to take care of my asthmatic monkey. If I read that sentence, I'd be like, oh my God, I love this person. I want to give them a high score. Yeah. So awesome. Let's see. So what? This is so much fun. I want to do another episode like this. This is so awesome. Okay. What? What instructions would you give, Lindsay, for your asthmatic monkey?
Well, the monkey has to take his asthma pills, of course,
exactly.
Because that's what asthmatic monkeys do. So, you know, of course, and he's got his inhaler, of course, as well, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we've got to make sure that, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And be as specific as possible. So in this case, I'd say, listen, John, that's my friend's name for some reason. Listen, John, mm-hmm. This is really important. The inhaler for my asthmatic monkey is always kept on a chain on a red leather leash by the front door. Just, you know, so it's handy whenever you need it. If you see the monkey start scratching its throat, that means it needs the inhaler within 30 seconds or it will stop breathing.
I love that. It's hilarious. And again, very specific outside of the box and very specific. I mean, those are really the two things we want to make sure we do. I like that.
Wow.
So
fun.
What else? What about number three? Okay. I mean, some other random household duties. Let's see.
Okay. Describe. Yeah. So the third bullet point here, describe other household duties. Okay. We outside of the box. This is our go-to strategy. Outside of the box.
Okay.
Lindsay, go.
Just kidding. I have no idea. All the pressure's on me. No idea. I mean, what can we do outside of the box?
So I'm going to say, let's see. I have a water bed that has a slight leak. So three times a day, please replace the bucket under my water bed. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a household
duty. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Typical ones, of course, are to, you know, water the plants, take in the mail. It's very typical.
Of course. Yeah, but we don't want to be typical.
Right.
We want to impress the
I'm drawing
the
a blank today, Jessica. I don't know.
Let's see. I spilled some honey last week and I still haven't been able to clean it all up. And there is a kind of an ant problem now. So please, but I only use natural products. I only use natural products in my house. So what you have to do is mix 1 teaspoon vinegar with 1 cup lemon juice, which must be hand squeezed. And then you use this mixture to spray where the honey was spilled or else the ants get out of control. And you have to spray at the same time every day, which is 3:02 a.m.
Whoa. Is this person getting paid to take care of the house? Because this is a tough job. I would ask to be paid.
This is ridiculous. I would question my friendship.
I know.
If I were given these instructions. But again, guys, you know, don't be afraid of these ideas. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. If you are aiming to set yourself apart, this is how you do it. Nothing that we're saying, no matter how crazy it sounds, and it does sound crazy, but no matter how crazy it sounds, guys, nothing about this goes against the scoring criteria. Okay. There's nothing on the scoring criteria that says these answers are too creative. Give them a 4. Like, no, that's impossible, guys.
Right.
Being creative is only going to help your score in so many ways. And this advice is for speaking and writing. Everything.
I love it. I love it. And so I think just practicing it, you know, it's easy to experience kind of a mental block when it comes to thinking outside of the box, but that's because it's a habit. It's a muscle that we want to build. So we just need to practice this as much as possible.
Exactly, you guys. And shoot, it's just fun. It's just like you could hear how much fun I'm having just like coming up with crazy ideas. Like I love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. And you can tell that I am well versed. I'm well practiced at coming up with crazy ideas. I do it all the time. So guys, but you won't be able to do this on the exam. You will not be able to utilize this high scoring strategy on the exam unless you practice, like Lindsay said. So it's not something that comes naturally to everyone. You do have to sit down and really like maybe just write down all the boring answers first. So you see, okay, well, that's where I'm starting. How can I make this interesting, right? Like, what's the most crazy answer to this I could say.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So it's all about knowing the strategy and then just practicing it. And again, in our course, guys, we bring you through the steps that you need to follow to get to this end result, to mm-hmm. get the score that you need on this writing task.
Exactly. Because we, Lindsay and I, have been teaching for decades of combined experience, right? Mm-hmm. Like we know the challenges that our students face. We know which questions we've been asked 100 times. We've seen how students are foiled on the exam and at which points. And we address all of these things in our course, guys. And so I know that it's not as easy for some people to be crazy like it is as easy for me. So I help you guys in our course with exactly a step-by-step approach about how to brainstorm and how to come up with good, interesting, impressive ideas. So don't worry. Again,
I love it.
We got you. We got your back.
Yeah. You don't have to do it alone, guys.
Yep.
You don't have to do it alone. I love it.
You Jessica, have us,
you better,
and we're awesome.
I think, yeah. Jessica, you need to go take care of your asthmatic monkey.
I know.
And so we have to finish up the episode.
He's scratching his throat right now. I have 10 seconds.
Ah! Oh, my God. Go get his inhaler. All right. That was fun. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. And we will see you back here next week.
Definitely. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.